May Bumps.
Cam FM.
So at the top we've got Clare Hall M1, then King's M2, Keys M3, Jesus M3, Downing M3, St. Cat's M3, Darwin M2, Selwyn M3, Wolfson M2, Corpus Christi M2, Homerton M2, Christ M3, St. Ed M2, Trinity Hall M3, Hughes Hall M2, First and Third M4, Jesus M4, and then the sandwich boat. I think, actually, Jack, can you confirm what the sandwich boat is for this race?
The sandwich boat for this race is Magdalen M3.
Excellent. So, okay, we're going to throw it to Beth. I think the cannon's just gone for the race. Beth, first race corner, what's going on?
The cannon has just gone. The cannon has just gone, and the boats are pulling out as we go. Already, Clare Hall at the top, but really, really pulling away from King's M2, who are behind them. They've made, they're at least three boat lengths away and still gaining water. They're going to have a clear one, I think. King's M2 are coming past me now. They're pulling away from Keys, but they've lost so much ground on Clare Hall, they're not going to catch up. Then I've got Keys M3 coming past me, who are struggling to pull away from Jesus M3. There's like a boat length in between them, but Jesus is pushing, and I would be surprised if that doesn't be the end. The gap is closing to less than a boat length as they go round first post corner. I will let you know if anything happens there. It looks like we've had a bump further down. I will go and confirm that in a moment. I think Downing and the Cats have bumped, but I can't quite tell, because we've got Darwin M2 coming up behind them. There's just been another bump down by the motorway bridge. I've seen, I think, Selwyn concedes. I think that's okay. Wilson M2 has bumped up on Selwyn. I think Downing has been bumped by St. Cat. There's carnage slash another bump going on. I'm just going to head down close to the motorway bridge to let you know what's going on. But Selwyn has been bumped by Wilson. And I think there has been another bump. So there have been three bumps down before the thing. I will let you know what's happening there, but who's at Grassy Corner? Is anything happening now around there?
Yeah. Beth. Yes, Beth. So I'm here on Grassy Corner at the top of the division. We've got Clare Hall looking incredibly strong, about two lengths ahead of King's M2 as they go around Grassy Corner. Taking a nice tight line, looking really confident as they head down onto Plough Reach. King's M2, like I say, two lengths behind them. Might catch a bit later, but it looks like that's one to watch a little bit further down the course. Then we have a huge gap, because it looks like there has been some kind of bump further down. Yep, it looks like Keys have been bumped by Jesus further down. And then behind them, we've got Darwin M2, which means that Downing were bumped by St. Cat down on first post reach. A bit lower down in the division, we've got another huge gap. That will, of course, be because Selwyn M3 were bumped by Wilson M2. How about further up the river? How's that looking with Kings and Clare Hall at the top? Joe or Jack, can you see?
Thank you, Tim. Like you said, this is definitely a division of very large gaps because of those bumps early on. I am on Ditton Corner, and I believe Clare Hall are coming into my vision. As I speak, can I see them coming around this corner? I cannot yet see them. This is taking longer than I expected. I'm going to throw it back down to you, Tim.
Okay, so I'm here on Grassy Corner. And we've got, it looks like Homerton are coming past me on Grassy Corner, and they're about two lengths ahead of, looks like there has been a bump. I'm just going to confirm who that was. That was Christ bumped by St. Ed. So Christ have been bumped by St. Ed. That's right on Grassy Corner. And then it's looking rather empty, which suggests that there's been some bumps a little bit further down. Beth, can you see what happened down lower in the division over on first post?
I'm trying to confirm what's happened. There are loads of boats pulled over. And I overheard on one of the umpires' radios that there's going to be an immediate re-row with three boats at least, although I'm not entirely sure who that is. But I will ask and I will confirm. I can see one boat still beyond the motorway bridge. They never got past the motorway bridge, so I will find out what's happened here. But aside from that, I can't confirm anything here at the moment. Tim?
Come on, Dan, okay. This is good!
Okay, yeah, so I've just heard Wilson M2 may have struggled to get out of the way in time, which means that there's going to be some kind of re-row a bit further down the river for a few boats. Downing were bumped by St. Cat's, Selwyn were bumped by Wilson M2, and we've also got Christ M3 bumped by St. Ed's M2.
That boat that's just coming around Ditton Corner where I am, that is Homerton M2. As you say, it does look like after those early bumps, it's going to be a lot of rowing over. I'm going to throw it down to Beth now. Beth, could you let me know what's happening at the start?
Right, I can confirm from an umpire that there is going to be a re-row of three boats, although who I can't confirm yet because they didn't know. I can confirm, though, that Wilson did bump up on Selwyn and... Gosh, there were so many boats pulled over and some boats didn't get past the start. I imagine there's been a problem with the start. So I'm heading down there now to let you know who hasn't started and who will be re-rowing. I can see three boats, which I imagine are the three re-rows coming up past me right now. So I've got Trinity Hall M3 coming past, followed by Jesus M4 coming past, followed by Magdalen M3. So I'm not entirely sure what's happened with... Okay, no, I lied. That may have been... Sorry. That wasn't Trinity. That was first and third. Magdalen really, really pushing up now on Jesus M4. Look, this is going to be a bump. Be in it. And yet there has been a bump. Magdalen M3 have bumped up on Jesus M4.
May bumps. May bumps.
Cam FM.
I've got confirmed results for you in the M4 division. So at the top of the division, Clare Hall M1 and Kings M2 both rode over. Then we called the bump between Jesus M3, who bumped up on Keys M3, St. Cat's M3 bumped up on Downing M3, Darwin M2 rode over, and then it got a little bit messy, but this is what happened. Wilson M2 bumped up on Selwyn M3. Wilson failed to clear properly, which meant that Corpus M2 were awarded a technical row over. Homerton M2 actually did finish the race, so they rode over without any sort of technical row overs needing to be awarded there. St. Ed's M2 bumped up on Christ M3. Hughes Hall M2 bumped up on Trinity Hall M3. First and third M4 rode over after them. That boat plus Jesus M4 and Magdalen M3 went for a re-row because Magdalen M3, the sandwich boat of the division, have made it up into M4 proper by bumping Jesus M4. So that's Magdalen M3 bumped up on Jesus M4 and first and third M4 rode over.